Aloha, everybody. Once again, it's Forrest Arnold with you here on The Ageless Path, and here's with my friend Dan Whedon. Dan, welcome to the show here.
Well, Forrest, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Me too. And, you know, we get to meet newly and connect through our involvement with Rotary here in the Pacific Northwest. And I, having listened to a couple of your podcasts, I was intrigued that you actually intoned the four-way test and the Rotary four-way test. Why is that so powerful? Well, because they're really good ideas in just four short phrases. Isn't it true?
That's true. And Forrest, this past November, I celebrated 28 years in Rotary. I joined at 28, so people can do the easy math of how old I am.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, 28, nearly 30 years of really living and making that my life motto of, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned? You really can't go wrong.
Boy, Dan, you know, right on, man. And what I love about the conversation today is, having listened to a couple of your podcasts, like I mentioned, you are putting your energy in a variety of different fields, including your new book, which we're going to talk about here, and the whole chance to be one of my life mentors, I imagine, would have been Leonardo da Vinci, the universal man. And he had a way of getting, he was an artist, he was a philosopher, he was a statesman, all those kind of things. So maybe you and I are finding our way a little bit into that. You know, today, just
Forrest, I think it's because we get bored easy, perhaps. That's probably part of the problem.
I totally.
Leonardo probably got bored easy, and that may be part of the issue.
I think it was. And the premise of what I'm up to with The Ageless Path, Dan, is really that there are behaviors we see in men and women, particularly I know more history of on the men's side, having done 20 years of men's work, is there's these behaviors that men demonstrate. Some are healthy, some are just not. And what's going on under the surface, I think often, is a lack of spark. It's a lack of interest. It's boredom. And out of that boredom comes a depressed view of life, and I don't know, and I'm kind of pissed. And therefore, I'm aggressive, I'm negative, I'm hurtful to people. I set an example that is not what creates better friendships and is goodwill to all concerned. So my sense is you're a guy who is interested in these kind of principles, and I wanted to share some of what you're doing here on The Ageless Path.
Well, thank you. And you know, to your point, and as we'll talk about with the book, it's certainly not aimed just at men. However, I'll use your analogy or your metaphor. I think everybody of a certain age knows the term grumpy old man. Yep. Well, those grumpy old men weren't grumpy their whole life. Something happened, and you called it a spark. I call it energy. And I think it's the same thing. Something happens, and usually it's a multitude of factors that happen to people on the back nine of life. And the back nine doesn't mean you're near the end. It just, it's the second half of your life. You know, something has, think there's a multitude of factors, and they all play a part in how we all will end up finishing. Boom. And, how we will all end up finishing. And I've been an athlete, not a great athlete. I've been an athlete, and I've been a coach, and we all want to finish strong. We all want to finish strong. And that's really what this book and my writing is about.
Well, I love it. And I think, boy, you're touching on so many important pieces. Part of the realization for me as I'm writing a little bit in my journal, 49 years ago this morning, 49 years ago, the ship I served on in Vietnam, we rolled and cruised into Pearl Harbor. And Pearl Harbor on December the 7th, 1941, I rolled in on December the 7th, 1972, having served in the war in Vietnam. Transitions, all these, and the story that each of us tell about our history is critical to how we show up in life and what's the story that we live out. And as you are talking about, you know, the back nine, I love the metaphor, being a golfer myself. Boy, I hope my game gets better in the second half of the game of the second nine of eight.
Forrest, let me ask you if you don't mind. Yeah, we think that, but how much of the mistakes that we made on the front nine do we focus on that badly affects how we play on the back nine? If you're like me, I'm thinking about the three putt I had on seven or the out of bounds I hit on five, as opposed to all of the other good shots that I hit. And then it negative, and what it causes is fear.
Well,
what it ultimately causes is fear, and on the back nine, and it shouldn't.
Oh boy, Dan, boy, right on, man. I love what you're saying, because again, to obsess too much on the fact I didn't go to the Naval Academy as I thought was cool. I went enlisted, and I could make up a story that I was badly treated, and I think I was, and oh, sad me, and all that. But the truth is, if I focus on the shots I didn't make or the mistakes, the OBs. Now, question, brother, is this just a men's pattern? You know what I'm saying? Is this a universal pattern?
I believe, Forrest, it's a universal pattern. Now, you know, in all honesty, as you mentioned, women in our society, it's only in really recent history, and I'm talking 30 to 40 years recent history, that women have really gained in the business world and in careers. And as you're seeing women more and more, and hopefully even more in the future, in executive positions, owners of businesses, CEOs, business professionals, they're going to go through the same types of, they are going through the same types of challenges that men have. So this is a human issue.
Yeah,
we're all human. We're all wired in a different way, but all kind of using the same patterns and circuits. So this is a human problem.
Good one, brother. I love what you're saying, and I think it's quite true. Both when I had my company, 100 employees, and any mistake being made was going to be blamed on me. Now, as a real estate broker, boy, people are ready. They bought the house, but now there's something, and they want you to be the blame on that. So, in other words, we carry this sense of stress that could come from these professional identities we have. And just as you said, you did a couple of podcast shows showcasing women who want to lead as women, not as try to be like men, right? I thought that was a cool segment you did.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, so tell us more about your book. What is going on? When's it coming out? And who is it targeted toward?
Well, as we speak today on, as you mentioned, December the 7th, the goal is December 15th, so about a week from now. That's the goal. It is going to be part of Amazon Book Publishing, so we're working diligently. It's currently, the manuscript is done. It's in final editing. The back cover is being done. I think that'll all happen this week, and once we get it submitted to Amazon Book Publishing, it takes 3 days. So we're goal is by about a week from today to have it all into Amazon, so that it'll be available both in paperback and in Kindle for people just in time for Christmas. The name of the book is Back Nine Walking, A Guide to Living Life Unleashed. And if you start seeing any of my things, you'll see that that's a trademark, a brand trademark for me, is the concept of unleashed. And so, and there's going to be, Forrest, there's a ton of stories about me personally, things people may not, even though they may have followed me for years, may have not read. There's a lot of new things, new stories. Just as a note, Captain Jack, my Jack Russell Terrier, I called him my antagonist, who's now 14 and a half. He was a co-author on my book, Unleashed Leadership, back in 2015. People told me that they liked his writing better than mine. Okay. He had an anecdote at the end of each chapter. Well, Jack's way down his back nine, and he knows that. So he's got one more. This was one more book for him, for sure.
Oh, boy.
And so he will make his appearance at the end of each chapter as well. So that's the book. It's not particularly long. I found that people like smaller books. It's going to be somewhere around 25,000 words, which is probably about a quarter of what what I consider a long business book is.
Sure.
So it's an easier read, but I hope impactful.
Well, fabulous. And you actually anticipated my question because it's your little Jack Russell that's part of the showbiz on the front cover of this book.
Yeah, he's on the front cover. If somebody wants to go to back9walking.com, you'll see the cover and also be able to jump on the wait list. So I'll mention that really quickly, Forrest. The wait list, Amazon will not allow me to pre-sell unless the manuscript's in and it's not final. So they won't allow me to pre-sell. So I've put together a wait list. I've got quite a good number of people already. The people on the wait list will get first dibs to buy. They'll get information, and they'll also get some opportunities because I'm going to keep that wait list as a future kind of VIP. So jump on the wait list. There's no cost. There's no obligation. I'm not going to keep track of what you buy or don't buy. But if you get on the wait list, you'll get some extra bennies. And that's Back 9 Walking. And that's the number 9, back9walking.com.
Very good, folks. And Dan, you just be happy to know you got another guy on the wait list. That was me this morning. So, folks, once again, it's www.back9walking. That's the digit 9, back9walking.com. And my guest today is Dan Breeden. Dan Whedon, pardon me.
That's all right.
Hey, everybody.
I've been called worse. I've been called worse.
Have you? He's walking into. We don't want to be out in the weeds when we hit the ball off track. And I think
that's true.
Let's touch a little bit more on the concept of unleashed. And here's what I mean. I think what I see, again, maybe I've seen it myself, times when I've been down, I kind of go, oh man, I don't know. What am I doing all this for? I hit a point the other day in my real estate business where I had the urgency to get a deal done. The website was down. The internet was not. I was furious and frustrated. I said to myself, what am I doing with my life? Okay. So as we look at shaping our life from here forward, what's some of what we'll get in the book? And from your perspective, what keeps the light on and the spark happening in someone's life, Dan?
Well, I think, Forrest, and by the way, we're all prone to this, and I try to bring up examples of it. There's a couple of different factors. One is fear. Sure. You asked about the topic of unleashed. Too many people, and especially in the second half of life, because of experiences, build their own fence around their lives. That's how the whole unleashed came, and we've leashed ourselves into this fence and we're stuck. And then, as you mentioned, we get bored, we get things become monotonous. We have adversity hit. And in one of the chapters, I talk about overcoming adversity. We all will face adversity. And so the factors of fear, of boredom, of comparing yourself to other people. Oh, look at Forrest, man. He's doing all these great things. And what am I doing? I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Those all play a factor. And there's a cumulative effect, right? There's a cumulative effect. Right. If you gave the example of you, if it was only just one little thing that was on your mind that day for whatever, you would have overcome that. But when you start building on top of things, and it can happen just in a single day, you can find that your mindset, you start doing all this, what I call stinking thinking.
Yeah.
And, the reality is that we can be our own worst enemy. We will speak to ourselves in ways that we would never allow anybody else to speak to us.
Exactly.
And just as a quick aside, many people who are entrepreneurs now, Forrest, they became an entrepreneur by quitting one boss and going to work for a worse boss.
A tyrannical boss that's living inside them. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And so, being kind to ourselves, allowing ourselves permission to fail, permission to make mistakes, and even permission not to feel 100% every day. That's all part of the deal. And if we can find a way to modulate, the highs and the lows, that's just like on a golf course. You can't, if you get too high or too low, the results, the next holes could have problems. So it's really about what you talked about. It's really coming about around the mindset, about overcoming adversity, overcoming fear. I just literally recently wrote this, trust your swing. You know, trust that you're good enough, that you've got experience, you've got expertise, you've played that whole front nine, you made mistakes, but you learned a heck of a lot that's going to help you on the back nine.
Good, Dan. Well, shoot, man, so many things popping to mind with that. The tyrannical inner voice, you should hear some of the stuff I say. it's amazing. You know, again, the metaphor of golf. Obviously, we're keeping score and we want the best score, but relax and trust your swing. Key word you just said, trust that you're good enough. And after 20 years in men's work, working with hundreds of guys, this was in California and in Hawaii, the message, Dad told me I was a piece of trash. I'm, you know, and wondering, am I good enough? That's the key continual thing. Now, I had a great experience years ago. I had a chance to do a weekend couple games with the members of the Lakers and played one-on-one with Kurt Rambis, played one-on-one with Jerry West. And it was just, how did this happen? Well, this was a long time ago. Play-by-play by Chick Hearn, if you guys know who that is. But I had a brief moment with Pat Riley, who was the coach of the Lakers at the time. And he wrote a book that comes to mind. He said that he worked with his top players on the planet to improve their game 1 or 2%, just a little bit.
Right.
Rebounds, right. Free throw shots or whatever. And my guess is that's a useful metaphor too.
Well, if you don't mind me throwing this in, one of my professional mentors and has been a long time is a gentleman by the name of Alan Weiss. Alan is well known in the consulting community, and he has something he has titled the 1% solution. And that's if you can improve by 1% a day, just 1% a day, in 70 days, you'll be twice as good.
Amazing.
And if you do the math, I think that's right. It's just compound interest. So it's really, we all try too hard to improve by 80 or 90% in a short period of time. This is about every day just doing a little bit better. And it's amazing what happens over time when you do that, but it's not as easy as you think.
Good. Well, you know what, folks, as you're listening to my chat here with Dan, check out Dan Whedon's other podcast material, because there's a whole variety of things you're talking about, Dan, over time, and you've been doing it a while. What are your two podcasts that people can check out on Spotify and on their other podcast platforms?
Thank you for asking for. So there's two. One is a nationally syndicated podcast called the Shrimp Tank Podcast. Shrimp Tank Podcast. You can go to shrimptankpodcast.com/Seattle for ours. We there's about a dozen cities in the family, in the Shrimp Tank family, and I happen to have the Seattle one. And so we've been on for 6 years. We interview CEOs and business thought leaders on their businesses and how they got into business and how they've run their business and how they've become successful. And it's really very enjoyable. I love talking to entrepreneurs and business leaders to hear some really amazing stories. So that the easiest way, we're on all the platforms, shrimptankpodcast.com. And then my other one is really related to the book, and it's made a little bit of its own transition because of the book. That's Unleashed the Podcast. So Unleashed the Podcast, Dan Whedon. You can find us on Spotify and Apple and Google and all the podcasts as well. You can either search under Dan Whedon or search under Unleashed the Podcast. So that one tends to be a little bit more focused, not on CEOs and business leaders, but I'll interview journalists and authors and experts in different places. The last one we talked about mental health and the importance of mental health. So those are my two podcasts.
Wonderful. Good, Dan. Nice. Just a couple of sessions ago on the Ageless Path podcast, everybody, I had a first talk with someone named Denise Hughes, who is a geriatric mental health professional. Now, what do I mean? She, particularly in the aging age of the baby boomers, talk about the back nine. She talks about dementia and some of the ways that we age that are not necessarily that much fun. She is absolutely delightful. She plays Mozart on the piano and wonderful. Anyway, what we're all doing here, as we talk with Dan, folks, we're really just, we're looking at the ways we can help from the place where we are now in life. Not my ambitious self when I was 20 or 28 or, you know, striving for everything. But I like the tone, Dan, of what you're up to and what you're sharing with people.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to share a little bit prior to it coming out.
That's great. Well, hey, everybody, check it out. It's going to be out on Amazon one day soon. Go to back9walking.com and get on the wait list just like I just did. And everybody, it's Dan Whedon, my buddy here in Poulsbo, Pacific Northwest, over here in Western Washington. Dan, thanks for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
Aloha.